Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. The Pella Community Common Reading Experience is welcoming author of Sentenced to Life, Mental Illness, Tragedy, and Transformation, Joan Becker, to Pella Wednesday evening. Becker joins us on today's program to share her story. Well, Joan, you're coming to Pella to share your story. It's one that we featured heavily on the airwaves on the other side of it 1 year ago when the son of Ed Thomas came here to Pella to speak at Central College. You're coming this year to kind of share the other side of the story. Your son, Mark, was unfortunately involved with that tragedy. And since then, you've become an advocate for mental health. Why don't you share with our listeners a little bit about how you came to this point in your life and what led you down this route to become really a motivational speaker and to get people engaged in the legislation and mental illness?
Sure. Primarily, the reason that I really became heavily engaged in speaking in a public format and venue is because when my husband and I were, and our family was walking the lonely road of dealing with a loved one with mental illness, we felt we had nowhere to turn. We felt that we had so many questions. In fact, we did have so many questions, and we just couldn't find the avenue or the resources to help answer those questions, to help us walk through that horrific time that our family and most of all our son was going through. So in an effort to help other families and to help bring this out into the public eye, we decided that we were going to go ahead and share our story through a book format. And it's intended to try and help families who are walking through this lonely road, to help them understand they're not alone, to help them understand even some of the things we wished we would have done differently. All in all, looking back, we believe we did everything we could, given the information we knew at that time. But since in the last 9 years, we've learned an awful lot about it. And we're sharing that information. We're sharing our footsteps and what took place. And we have heard positive feedback from families about getting their loved ones the help that they need. The other piece of it is, of course, to bring awareness to the legislative arena. This last year, I felt really excited about some of the legislation that was put in place. I know the key to that legislation is to be able to finance and support it that way. So that'll probably be something that really has to get looked at and worked on this year. But as long as we, every one of us, can do our part in raising awareness, bringing this out into the public eye, then we can move forward. As I often say, back in the early 70s, when they put all of these people out on the streets and we lost the tracking mechanism to know how they were doing, many of them became homeless. Many of them became lost in a world that they weren't equipped to handle. What it didn't happen overnight, this problem and these issues, and it's not going to happen overnight to find solutions and to find ways that we can improve the system.
When you go back 9 years, what was it like initially, just that trying time for you and your family to navigate through some of these difficulties, knowing that Mark had killed Ed, who was so beloved in your community and throughout the state, and then to flip it on the other side and to try and find positives from that, as you've tried to do over the past 9 years?
Our first initial gut reaction when this took place is, how can we ever face the Thomas family or our community again? And it was spearheaded and largely in part of the Thomas family response to this whole situation when they went on that very night in a news release and asked the community to remember the Becker family in their prayers. That right there just opened the door for people to reach out to our family. And this is why we still live in the community we do. We had the opportunity to work with the Thomas family. I mean, when the Thomas book came out, we had a lot of good conversations with them privately. And both of our families' intent after this tragedy, yes, it's a tragedy. Yes, if we could change it, we would. But what could we do to try and avoid this happening in the future? The Thomas family looks out, they go out and speak on all the legacy that Ed Thomas had not just in our community, but in a nation as a whole, just who he was and the Christian man that he was and the leadership that he instilled in young people. And then our family is looking at how can we provide optimism and hope to families who are going through similar situations that, that ours have. And that's why we're trying to find those positives. We're trying to, we could sit back and not do a thing, or we could reach out and try and make a difference. And, you know, that's the way we're made. And I know I'm going to just share that God wants us to do this. It wouldn't be possible without his grace and his strength to help us through each and every day.
The presentation titled Life Beyond the Storm, the rest of the Ed Thomas story is scheduled for 7 o'clock in the evening, Wednesday at Dalstra Auditorium at Central College. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.